Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Once again, it's Truck Driver Appreciation Week, and we're going to visit with my favorite truck driver, who happens to be my brother, Jim Ramo. Hi, Jim. Thanks for agreeing to do an interview with me today.
My pleasure.
Where are you at right now?
I am just on the state line of Virginia, West Virginia, Interstate 64, going towards Beckley and Charleston, and out towards Louisville, Kentucky, going into Indiana.
Okay, so another long week for you.
Yep, I took off Friday late afternoon, and I'll be home Wednesday.
Okay. Jim, for our listeners that don't know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and where'd you graduate from, and maybe some other jobs that you had before you became a truck driver.
Yep, I grew up in Madison. I worked for Tastos on a hog farm. I worked at the foundry. I worked at Skelly Gas Station, Fisher Furniture. Liked all of them. Went to the Air Force right out of high school. Did 6 years with them. Worked for Honeywell Defense Systems for 13 years. And then I got into trucking. They were always laying off, so I went to driving truck.
All right. Did you get your CDL then, or what?
Yeah, 1998. So I've been doing this about 26 years now.
Wow.
It's been I like what I do.
Yeah. So what inspired you to become a truck driver, Jim?
I don't know. I always wanted to since I was young. Of course, Dad always said, "Don't do it. It's a dog's life." Well, he's kind of right, but I still enjoy doing it.
Yep. What's the most rewarding part of your job as a truck driver?
I like the solitude. I like working by myself and for myself. Mm-hmm. You meet a lot of different people. Some you don't care for. Some are great.
Yep.
But
yeah,
I like just being. I'm at the point in my life where I like to work by myself.
Yep. So do you have your own rig, or who do you work for, or a truck for, or how does that work?
Yep. I've owned my own truck most of the 26 years. I've leased on to a couple different companies. This one I'm with now, I've been with them for a little over 20 years. Small family-operated business. They have a total of about 12 of us. They're good people to work for. It's a simple lease agreement I have with them. I pull their trailers. I provide the power unit, the tractor, at 80%.
Okay. Where are they located out of then?
They're up by Brainerd, Minnesota, a little town of Deerwood. Mm-hmm. And they're an irregular route carrier. Wherever their customers have freight going, that's where we take it.
Okay. So you go coast to coast, basically, sometimes.
Yep, I've been everywhere from northwest Washington State to Miami, Florida, and from northern Maine and Canada all the way to Southern California.
Jim, what's the difference between like what you do, like long haul and route drivers? Can you tell us the difference? And there's medium drivers, or I know you want to talk about something like that.
Yep. I guess the biggest question statement I always get from people is, "Oh, I understand your job. I understand truck driving." And 90% of the time you go, "No, you really don't have a clue," because there's such a big variety of things to do in truck driving. You could drive just a small box truck and be delivering Amazon. That's considered a truck driver. You could be a heavy haul guy that's doing 120,000 pound Caterpillar, you know, across the country with oversized permits and loads. And then you have your regional drivers that probably go a 300-mile radius from home and they're back the next day. And they do a specific route, let's just say, from Fargo to Sioux City, Iowa, and back every day. And then you have the over-the-road guys that go coast to coast that go from L.A., California, to New York City and back, and that's all they do. Back and forth, and team driving. Some of them have teams. A lot of husband and wife teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the irregular route drivers like I do that go over the road, and wherever the company freight is going, that's where I go. It's such a huge spectrum. You got oil field, you got dairy. I mean, tanker, gas, petroleum products. You got explosives. You got everything you can imagine goes on a truck one way or the other.
All right, I got to ask you, Jim, what are some of your favorite routes then that you have or your favorite destinations around the United States?
Of course, in the wintertime, I like going south. I like going to Florida. Florida's hard getting freight out of, but we do a lot of Texas, Oklahoma back up, or Washington. We don't go to California much anymore. It's just hard to get freight out of there. But mostly I like to run south.
Okay.
Most of the time.
So what are some of the freight that you haul? It varies a lot then, it sounds like.
Well, no, for us, I do flatbed or step deck or Conestoga, which is a covered flatbed trailer. We do a lot of lumber, steel, machinery, equipment. Right now I've got a big power inverter that's going to a solar field farm for solar energy. And they're going to hook it up with a bunch of different solar fields in Indiana. They're saying it's going to be the biggest one in the world once they connect them all together.
Wow.
But just stuff like that. I got it out of the port today out in Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay. I know sometimes you drop stuff off locally here in our Q92 listening area. I think you did the overhead for, the Senex or in Clare City on Highway 7 there?
Yep. I did a sign at for Senex in Clare City there.
Yep.
Long time ago. Yep.
Yeah, I remember that. So take us through then a typical day in your life as a truck driver then, Jim.
Well, a lot depends on when you start. We have what we call electronic logging device that automatically records everything you do, the truck starting, the miles, the minutes. So once you start your day, you have a total of, in my case, 14 hours. 11 of it can only be driving, and then 3 hours on duty working, like loading, unloading. So it limits you. Like once you start at 6 in the morning, by 8 o'clock that night, you're done. So I usually get up whenever that starts, about 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm done by 8 o'clock at night, and usually I run an average between 600 and 700 miles a day when I'm out here, and that's the way I like it because then I get home sooner.
Okay.
I eat breakfast in my truck. 90% of my meals I eat in my truck.
Oh, really?
I got a refrigerator, microwave, coffee pot. I just got done eating hot dogs, which I like. But I take leftovers from home and heat it up. Chow mein, sweet corn. I had sweet corn and steak last night that was left over.
Wow.
I can eat good fruit.
Yep.
You know, bring apples and peaches with you. I eat a lot of watermelon. Try to eat somewhat healthy, but it's hard to do on the road.
Yep.
Especially when you're limited to the size of your refrigerator.
Yep, that's right. I had another truck driver tell me he sleeps better in his sleeper in his truck than he does at home. Is that true with you?
No, I sleep good about anywhere I'm at. But I do sleep good in here when it's nice and quiet. I got a fan usually running for white noise and keep it nice and cool or nice and warm, and I'm good.
Okay. Hey, can you share a memorable experience or a story from your time on the road? Maybe some of the early days or got a memorable story?
In the younger days when you were able to run, I don't want to call it outlaw running, but that's about what it was when you didn't have electronic log and everything you did.
Mm-hmm.
You could play with your book a little bit. And we always had the time to get together, sit down, eat, and maybe have a beer at the end of the day. But now you're going constantly.
Mm-hmm.
One of the memorable things, I went in the caves, they call them down by Kansas City, Missouri, where they got the underground warehouses. In the sandstone, they're carved out underground, and it's mainly because the temperature stays consistent down there all year round. So, and the truck barely fits down there. I mean, it's incredible. If you Google it, I'm sure you'll see a YouTube video of it. It's pretty interesting.
Where's that at?
Kansas City, down around Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
They call them the caves.
It's a big warehouse, huh?
City. Yeah, underground. Yep. You drive your old truck and trailer down there.
Wow.
Been on a ferry between Kentucky and Illinois one time. I got on a road by accident, and I came to the river, and the guy just kept waving me on, so I drove on there full load of lumber and parked right in the middle. He put cars right alongside me, and across the river we went. I was hoping I didn't have to explain anything to the insurance company why I went in the river, but it went good.
I remember a story you told me once, and I think it was one of your first routes you ever did into Chicago or something. In Chicago, yep. Everybody knows about the traffic in Chicago. You remember that?
Yeah, it's still rough. It's always, it seems like if you get through there without being caught in traffic, you count your blessing. I go down through there quite a bit because we go to Michigan a lot and back and bring steel home to our customers. It's a good round, but you just get tired of the traffic sometimes.
All right. So you talked about technology and stuff. So how has technology changed the way you do your job over the years then?
Oh, it's it's unbelievable, like the GPS system. Had a state trooper stop me not too long ago. He says, "Wow, you're old school. I had my Atlas laying in the front seat." He was shocked I had it because everybody uses Google Maps or Apple Maps. And I said, "Oh, yeah, you still got to have it." But, yeah, Google Maps, Apple Maps, the technology, instant, traffic reports. Everything's right at your fingertips. Like, I can video call with my daughter who lives in Ireland. And I can talk to her going right down the road and see the new baby.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yep, that's pretty cool. So as we wrap up my interview with my brother, Jim, who's a long-haul truck driver. Jim, what's the most rewarding part of your job, would you say?
I don't know. It's one of the things, the harder you work, the more you make.
Yeah.
I like working by myself. That's probably the biggest thing. I don't think I could ever go back and work side by side with anyone anymore. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. All right, Jim. Well, thank you for talking to us about what it's like to be a truck driver going coast to coast. I appreciate that, and I appreciate all you do and all the 3.5 million truck drivers in this country. You guys make everything go, don't you?
Yeah, the amount of trucks out here and stuff every day, it's just mind-boggling. You can't comprehend it. Just, I always think about the amount of diesel fuel that gets burnt in one day, and it's hard to comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we run on.
That's right. It runs the country, that's for sure. So.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Jim.
All right, thanks, Paul.
Yep.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. My brother, Jim Ramo, here during Truck Driver Appreciation Week.